Mr. Erickson, Randy, can you join us?
Are you doing that?
You want that other chair down there. We need just that chair down there.
No, just sit him over there. He has a microphone.
Before I call...
He's used to being in front of a microphone in front of an audience.
Gentlemen, let us call us back to order from recess. We had postponed to the definite time of 1 p.m. two items of business that we need to dispose of before we go to agenda request review. First of which was...
Do you want me to help you?
Yes, which was the first of?
HVAC repair was the first one.
Okay.
And the aggregate was number two.
Thank you.
Mr. In no particular order.
Mr. Erickson, and let's start with the HVAC repair.
Okay. I did get together with Renee, Buildings and Grounds, and she reviewed the entire response, had a question about one area, and contacted the responder, and her question was answered to her satisfaction, and she is requesting that I recommend Temperature Control Company Incorporated, 613 North Main Street, Springfield, Missouri, to be receive this award. It's a request for bid number 201204-179.
What's the official company name again?
Temperature Control Company Incorporated.
Motion to award bid number 201204179 to Temperature Control Incorporated.
Company
Incorporated. Company Incorporated.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid for HVAC repair to Temperature Control Company Incorporated as per the number specified by Commissioner Straufus. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Second item that we had postponed till 1 o'clock was aggregate and materials bid, road and bridge.
Per your request, Randy and I worked on this together, came up with a colorized version. But for the sake of the record, and when colorized versions are not available, it is indicated primary, secondary, and third. As far as the aggregate is concerned, in primary and secondary, parenthetically noted in the appropriate places throughout the remaining part of the document.
On page two of that document, if you want me to, I can read that paragraph that pretty well sums up kind of how we want to award these. These recommendations are based on cost for picked up or delivered materials and location and availability of material. As listed within the instructions of the bid, we will follow the above listed process as much as possible, but I have the right to use whichever listed vendor at whatever time, locations, which best meets the needs we have and services the best interests of Taney County. By these designations, Road and Bridge, Taney County are not required nor limited to using one or the other, nor are there any minimums or maximums of items or quantities required to be purchased via this bid award. These stipulations apply to every aspect of the bid process, aggregate and road materials.
Motion for approval.
I'll second the motion. Can we just include this entire four-page document as supporting documentation?
Have A and B on the exhibits.
Do we have A and B in there?
I kept the recommendation in writing separate as page one of two, page two of two, and then the attachments, the actual bid tabs themselves are exhibits A and B. I didn't write that on there, but I think that's what we talked about this morning.
Yeah. That's fine. So this is makes it real clean and cut. And
Randy, it's a good job. It's a good job with the way you explained the bid process
yep.
also.
Great job, Randy.
The motion has been made and seconded to award the aggregate and road material bids as designated in exhibits
A and B,
as earlier presented.
A and B, yes.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. This looks really good, guys, by the way, also.
Thank you.
So you all are going to provide this in a way that can be best scanned in? And
yeah, I will send this out to all the vendors who participated, as well as posting it on our website. So,
excellent.
Anything else for me?
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Nikki, sorry to keep you waiting.
Since we have one other person waiting, can I just do a motion to approve payroll?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Is there anything else we could follow to do before? I'd like to have a recess for me to take the phone call.
No.
Okay.
Nikki.
I submitted to you, gentlemen, a list of agenda request items.
We're taking care of the first one today, aren't we?
Yes, that one is going to be discussed.
I see one here that I've listed, and I know I remember asking to put it on there. I don't remember why.
How far down the list? The fourth one?
Fifth one. That may be just to be a road and bridge issue.
It's not. Oh, yes. The number five on that list is the coal plant, I mean the charcoal plant issue we have with Treasure Lake and the exit. I think we all received a letter from a resident who had a challenge getting out of their neighborhood and then back into their neighborhood because the train was sitting there for 45 minutes across the railroad track. I've talked to the mayor, Rayann, about this, and she is trying to set up a time with the Property Owners Association to see about that. So at this point, I'm just going to wait for her to have her meeting before I have a suggestion.
What you're saying, just leave that on the list for later.
Right. I wanted to give you the heads up that obviously we need to address it, but The other thing is the mayor's working on that also. But that, I remember that now, so.
The last one on that first page. After a conversation I had with one other board member, I would rather have all present.
I agree. I think they came in looking for us too. I think
maybe they are requesting that all of them. These were just the speakers when they came up and requested that.
Okay.
Is this a Monday situation, or do they want it on a Tuesday when they have a sewer board meeting? What would they prefer?
I don't think it really matters to them.
Let's have it on a Monday.
You can do it a week from this Monday if they can make it. Otherwise, let's wait for another
21st.
Monday. 21st. And do it in the afternoon so our legal counsel can be here also, and their legal counsel can be here.
I don't believe Pat will be here.
Not next Monday, but maybe the following Monday? Don't know.
She has several trials.
That's pretty critical. Because
she's here this coming Monday? Potentially?
No.
There is a possibility from conversation that I've had with them that they would like to meet with us first and then have the attorneys come in to the meeting.
Well, that's fine. I think they probably want to do it all at one time because...
Yeah, I do too.
I would prefer you find out from Pat's schedule the soonest time we can meet and get with their attorney, because that's probably the two people, and see where we can go from there. And I think you're right. I've talked to one of the members, and they want to meet with us prior to the attorneys getting involved in the meeting.
Even if it is a non-commission day?
Yeah, I mean, just give us enough notice. I mean, I've got some commitments out there on non-commissioned.
Well, Ron's got some.
This week is out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And next week.
And next week is out for him.
Right.
Tell me what these issues are about.
I can tell you one summary of issues, which is some of these, the passing of the municipality sales tax is not going quickly enough. There's obviously, we've said yes, but the agreements have not been inked out. I think right now we're waiting on the attorney for the sewer department to look it over our agreements. And that's where it's waiting right now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
And what they're saying is they're waiting on our attorneys. That is the two things that's got to be worked out.
I mean, there's some finger pointing, and I'm not sure where that's all stemming from, but I do know that, from what I understand, all the intergovernmental agreements that we're trying to get in place for the municipalities are all out of our hands.
That's the way I understood it also, but that's not what they're saying.
Hearing.
They're getting mixed, and that's the reason we want to have the meeting now, just a little beforehand.
And then the only thing I'm, from any other issues, that's the only issues I'm hearing is passing the sales tax money for the municipalities.
And the Lake Board.
And the Lake Board. Yeah.
Well, what, and how would we address that in executive session?
The Lake Board can't be addressed in executive. But the intergovernmental can be.
Their contract.
And I really don't think there's much of an issue. We've all said yes.
Yeah, we have We have to find a better way to expedite the money to the political subdivisions, because we have in fact said yes every time we've seen a request.
Yep.
Exactly the statements I made to the sewer board members that I talked to. They don't think that's what's happening. I said, just as soon as we're approved, I said, you have to approve them first. We can't approve them until you approve them. And so those are the issues that are involved. I think the quicker we have this meeting, the better. I know that there's going to be some complications as far as being able to get a date set, but I'm ready to get moved forward.
Just start working on a date, and let's go from there. Nikki, is all I can say is work on a date that way, and let the sewer board members that came in, specifically those two listed, let them know we're working on a date.
Five of them went upstairs after their last meeting.
That's what I heard. But yeah, yes. If you could specifically let those two know.
But I guess I could say something and probably shouldn't, but we cannot.
My recommendation is, nah.
Yeah, last time you regretted it. So.
Well, I may regret this one too, but we cannot. I had two people come to meetings here. When we were in meetings, they were not on the agenda. As we took a recess to go to visit with them, the subject matter was 30-minute conversation, which we didn't have time for at that particular time. So it has to be scheduled sessions that we have with these people. We can't have five people walk in on a subject matter and we're not even posted for it.
Well, work on that as fast as possible. Pat, I know, is going to be talking to their attorney to see where that agreement is. If you look at page 2, that's exactly what it's dealing with, so there's no reason to discuss that.
Yeah.
We've already said yes. We're going to wait for the intergovernmental agreement to be finalized. And then on the last item, Nikki, just whenever you're ready to post it. Maybe next Monday in the afternoon, that way we can review it in the Monday morning, the executive session minutes.
The Hollister agreement is something that has to be addressed pretty quickly.
Well, we have four, I think.
I think we do, but I think we've said yes to all.
We have financially, we said yes to all. We just need
guys. Is there anything else on this list that we need to move on and place on the agenda?
I think
the matrix update. We didn't touch on that.
What
the matrix part? Is that something? Is
Travis
that
Travis Hire?
Wait, what does he want? 30 minutes or so?
15 to 30.
That's fine.
Set him up.
Yeah, that's fine. And then just hold off on my two. I've got two or three. Hold off on all three because I'll ask the attorney on the second item. And then maybe today after our executive session that we'll finish number one also.
And then we're going to discuss on Monday penalties and interest for a brief discussion.
Well, I don't know if a brief discussion will catch it. What I think is that we need to come up with a county policy on how to handle penalties and interest that will be in the best interest, first and foremost, of the taxpayers of this county, and secondarily to all of the elected officials. That includes us, the three of us sitting here. And so how best to do that? Now, if we have to design a penalties and interest waiver and have that available for people so that they can come to the commission, we'll do that. If, in fact, it's the if the different officers can, in fact, waive penalties and interest according to Missouri law, as we've been told here in public meeting, then maybe we should do that. But we need to have the discussion. So let's set up, what do you think, at least half hour, gentlemen?
Yep, at least half hour.
Can we do it on Monday? Is Monday too soon? I'm ready.
I'm ready.
And let's talk about this.
Okay.
Regarding that, penalties and interest, I wish you'd take a look at the statute that you passed on. It looked like it was for first-class counties of over 100,000 population. There was a section that said something other, but...
And all other.
Then that means that that's the way it is. So, okay, that you can. Rick, did you need something from us before we... Is there a reason we still have the third on there?
Yeah, I haven't heard an official statement from... We don't have a resolution, though, because without that, how do we... That's a bigger discussion I want to have in executive.
All right. What else do you have for us, Nikki?
Are you going to post that one penalties and interest conference call on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Is the Boys Camp Road included in executive session today?
Yes.
And I've asked James over a question that he has to be here early when we go into exec. Do we want to go ahead and do that now?
Motion going to executive pursuant 610-021-12312.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session, gentlemen.
For the rest of the day.
For the rest of the day.
Okay. I'm having issues with the server.
Yeah, hold on.